Delaware has one of the highest eviction rates in the nation, a statistic that has contributed to the rise in people experiencing homelessness. Prior to the pandemic, the state averaged 18,000 evictions every year. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez has more on how the state is working to stop that trend.
The Delaware State Housing Authority recently launched its Housing Outreach and Stability Services program, distributing $800,000 in grants to five partnered organizations. Connecting with these organizations becomes essential for DSHA, since those groups already have pre-existing programs and relationships with different communities. DSHA's Kyle Jones-Bay says the money will fund additional case manager and outreach specialists who will help build personalized goals for individual runners.
Housing instability, it looks so different based on the individual. So that's why we have the case management portion for Haas, because that case manager will be able to get in deep with that person and figure out what is making you housing unstable, and then what do we do to fix it.
One of the recipients is the Latin American Community Center, which will assist the Latino community. LACC's Francisco Zambrano says part of the instability for their community is the language barrier.
They won't be able to get a better job because they won't be able to communicate with their employers. If they don't get a good job, if they don't have, income, they won't be able to rent an apartment.
These new services will be provided until next year in June of 2024. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.